Hallelujah. God, we praise you. God, we bless you. God, we honor you on today. Amen. Like we were saying, better days are coming. It's been good. It's been sad. Hallelujah. But it's all good. Amen. Because better days are coming. We just thank God. Amen. For this morning broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God thanks and praise. We're on commanding your morning on this morning. But we're grateful. We're truly grateful for what God is doing, what God has done. Amen. The critiquing of the saints. Hallelujah. The growing of the people of God. Hallelujah. It's just a blessing to know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run in and they are safe. We're safe in his arm. We're safe in his care. Hallelujah. Amen. He is a wonder. And we can't help but say glory to the Father of all fathers. He's worthy of all the honor. Hallelujah. And we bless his name on today. Ah, God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For he is King of kings and Lords of lords. And we praise God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all things, big and small. As we come out of the word of God on today from that book, amen, of the book of 1 Samuel on this morning's reading. Hallelujah. Coming out of the NLT for easy understanding. David sang the song to the Lord on the day of the Lord. Rescued him from his enemies and from Saul. He sang, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me and my place of safety. He is my refuge, my savior, the one who saves me from violence. I called on the Lord who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies. The waves of death overwhelmed me. Flood of destruction swept over me. The grave wrapped its ropes around me. Death laid a trap in my path. But in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I cried out to my God for help. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry reaches his ears. Then the earth quaked and trembled. The foundations of the heavens shook. They quaked because of his anger. Smoke poured from his nostrils. Fierce flames leaped from his mouth. Glowing coals blazed forth from him. He opened the heavens and came down. Dark storm clouds were beneath his feet. Mounted on a mighty angelic being, he flew, soaring on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness, veiling his approach with dense rain clouds. A great brightness shone around him, and burning coals blazed forth. The Lord thundered from heaven. His voice of the Most High resounded. He shot arrows and scattered his enemies. His lightning flashed, and they were confused. Then, at the command of the Lord, at the blast of his breath, the bottom of the sea could be seen, and the foundation of the earth were laid bare. Glory to God. Amen. I read from 2 Samuel 22, from verse 1 to 16. This is from David. Hallelujah. Every psalm, things that sound like a psalm ain't in psalms. Amen. Hallelujah. So God, amen, giving his accolades, giving his attention, giving his love. Amen to the Lord of Lords, who's the King of Kings. And we give God the thanks and praise for the word of God. Hallelujah. Nothing going down but the word of God. Like the old people say, amen. We just thank God for the word. David was remembering, he was old, he's getting ready to die. Hallelujah. Any minute, amen, his eyes has gone dim. Hallelujah. Amen. He had a bed warmer that had to come by and warm him up. Hallelujah. Amen. To keep his body warm. And we put that in right perspective. Amen. Heaters. Amen. That heat or electric blankets. All they had was the goodness of God. And we praise God and we just thank him for, amen, all the things that he's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. So we just bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah, because he's worthy of all the praise and his goodness and his glory. Hallelujah. We just praise him because he's worthy of all the honor in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. I just give God the praise. We give God the honor and the attention we need to give him. Amen. So many things about the Lord. Glory to God. So we thank God. Amen. For all things. Amen. All things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Amen. We as believers are called to his purpose. God bless who's on the line this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. We just thank God for who's on the line on this morning. Glory to God. He's a wonderful God. Amen. We command our morning to come forth according to Job, the book of Job. Glory to God. Amen. 38:12, I believe, and I might be off, might be 18, and I should know it by heart by now, but I get it confused with another famous scripture, Job 28:12 or 18. I just can't recall it right now, but I just thank God for the word that we hid in our hearts, that we may not sin against thee. Amen. The honest, wonderful God that we serve. Amen. So we just want to be glad in him. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for the word on today. Ah, God. Amen. I love the word of God. It just teaches us. It keeps us straight. You get the word in, you're going to do right. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. A lot of people want to believe God, but they don't want to read his word. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of God. So we just thank God for being able to read the word of God. And this is one thing that we do before we go on in anything that we do in the broadcast. God, I thank you. Amen. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. Glory to God. When God speaks, he's going to accomplish it. You can guarantee on that. Sometimes what we want to do, what does God want us to do? That's what I'm concerned about. Hallelujah. Amen. When things don't work out or doesn't work out in your timing or does not get to the expectation. Amen. God said what? Isaiah 55:11. My word going to accomplish what I set it out to do. Whatever he tells you to do, it's going to accomplish. Hallelujah. We get to the I wish. No, I wish not. It's going to happen. God, let me tell you my plan. I want to go with my plan. And he said, okay. Sometimes you go with your plan through faith because you believe. Then sometimes it says, wait a minute. We want to go with my plans. Hallelujah. Amen. Because my thoughts are bigger than your thoughts. My ways are bigger than your ways. You probably get it twisted. You get hemmed up and can't get out and need me to come to your rescue. Glory to God. So we thank God. The verb for bless means to invoke God's presence as well as to infuse his provisions to a thing. Glory to God. Amen. It says, he took 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looked up to heaven. he blessed it or he invoked God's presence in it. Hallelujah. And gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained, according to Matthew 14, 19, 20. What the old people say, little becomes much in the master's hand. And I believe God. I believe God. I was just watching this movie. I didn't know it was by Tyler Perry. Something about the jazz man or whatever. But the thing that I liked about it, the woman in the situation, the mother, her life was in Georgia. And the thing that I like it, that when she got down to nothing and the mailman would make sure that he took the money out of her mail that her son was sending him, her from Chicago. And the mailman would just take it out, make sure he put it in his pocket, the money that her son was saying. And she had a garden. Now, this is some things impresses me. And in the garden, there was plenteous things. There was a lot of gardening. There was greens. There was no telling what, probably potatoes and no telling what. This is a season of harvest for some people. Glory to God. And not only if it's harvest season, in the spirit realm or in deeds of the Jewish faith, amen. But there's also harvest that where the people came, even when people had basket meetings at the end of the year, glory to God. And sometimes they had it other parts. But in where I came from, they had it at the end of the year. And back in the day, the people would make mashed potatoes, or better than that, potato salad, a little bit cooler in September. Amen. But they would get proceeds. They didn't have to go to the store to get half of what they got. God can give you provisions. He's not slack on it. Where everybody would have died, where everybody would have starved, God made provisions. My grandfather had chickens, and he had a garden, and he ate six to seven kids. But one thing that I do remember, we never starved. Because there was always eggs from the chicken, the meat from the chicken. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you wanted to go to the store, you go to the store. Hallelujah. But back then, they had refrigerators. I'm old. So I remember the ice man used to come. You better ask God. Hallelujah. And when the ice man stopped coming, I'm like, when he said, well, we won't be coming anymore. And I'm like, how y'all going to keep the stuff cold? So then they got a refrigerator, amen, in the later times. But I just give God the praise, and I thank God that he didn't leave us by ourselves. He didn't leave us to starve. Oh God, I give you the praise. I give the glory. A lot of people from the South, amen, because of not only the racism but the hangings and the lynchings, you know, they like, it doesn't, oh, it just happened once in a while. No, it was happening a lot. Amen. So they moved up north, and a lot of people up north came down. I got to go down south, get that cured ham. Amen. It's nothing, because they cured their own ham. But I asked somebody, my other grandmother had pigs. Glory to God. You don't have to have no garbage disposal, because pig eat anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So the pigs would eat all that. And now she had a garden too. She had pigs in a garden. And my other grandmother had chickens in a garden. But there was an abundance of food. And people used to can and preserve stuff. Glory to God. God had made provisions even for a people that was supposed to starve. A lot of people might have had a problem up north going to soup kitchens and this and that, but down in the south, they go in their backyard. You don't have to go buy no blackberries. You can pick blackberries. You don't have to worry about dandelions killing them. You need those dandelions to make you dandelion greens. I give God the praise. There's very few things that you have to buy. Hallelujah. Well, what about pickles? Glory to God. They made their own pickles out of cucumbers. Glory to God. Cha-cha. Amen. Which is like salsa. Glory to God. A little bit hotter. Amen. That you would put in your beans. Most of the time they planted beans in their garden. Glory to God. What do you need? What is it that you want? Glory to God. You might have to go buy flour and sugar. Amen. And if some people didn't even have to go buy milk because somebody had a cow somewhere. Glory to God that would give milk. Not in my vicinity, but I'm sure others did. Glory to God. Amen. But I know they would go to the slaughterhouse and get half a beef or a quarter of a beef. That's what we did a lot. Amen. While we were married. And that fourth of beef will carry you through all winter. Amen. And sometimes somebody said, I got half. Amen. You want to split it, or I got a hole you want half. Amen. We just give God the praise, and it would last in the freezer, big freezer. But I just give God the praise for his provisions. He never left us, and he never forsaked us. You thought we was going to starve. We're not going to starve. God got too many provisions. There are too many rabbits hopping around. You think it was chicken, but it would be a rabbit. I don't like wild game. Some people even frogs back in the day. Not the frog legs, the whole frog. Come on, somebody. If they catch them. They go fishing. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. God will give you the praise. He's a wonderful God and an awesome God. He will give you provisions in the midst of everything that you're going through the downside. He will give you provisions. Amen. The jazz man didn't have any Christian values to it. It just told of a story. But when I saw that woman who fell on hard times, working in her garden, on her knees, tilling her own land, pulling up the weeds, because the weeds grow up with the tares. Hallelujah. You can't destroy all weeds because you end up destroying most of your crop. So this is why we praise God and we give him the glory. That's why the old people praise God and give him the glory. You don't know their story. You wouldn't understand their praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love to hear, amen, Prophet Patterson and different ones, Mother Walker. She does not talk about her past. She was too much in the future. Hallelujah. But Prophet Patterson will tell about what her aunt said or something that went on. This is one of the people that come on the prayer line. I thank God for that. Amen. I just give God the praise. I give God the honor. Amen. We need to go back and remember what God did, the goodness of God. He's still doing great things. He's still doing marvelous things. He's still doing awesome things. Hallelujah. Even now, when we think our covers was bare, hallelujah, we can depend on God. God will whisper somebody, you know, you need to take something over there. Amen. You know, they slack on food. What you going to do? Hallelujah. I know the Lord will say, oh, you know, check with somebody. Amen. How's so-and-so doing? Oh, well, they might not have some food. They need more food. Amen. And call my friend who's now gone on. Amen. Call her. So-and-so don't have no food. Amen. And we get together, go over there and pick up some things that she had and put some things, amen, that I might have. And we go, amen, to Winchester. I'm going to be real. Amen. And give it to the young lady, and because her mother, amen, was going through some situations. but good to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even in the church, fresh oil. Amen. We were givers. Amen. Thanksgiving. Amen. We're going to fix the meal. We're not going to give. We're going to fix you a meal. For Christmas, we're going to fix you a meal. You're going to have more than probably half a turkey. We don't even know. I asked my friend, I said, how do we do that? How we get all them turkeys? How we get this? Through the grace of God. Amen. They not only have the turkey, they would have the potato salad, mashed potatoes, the gravy, amen, the dressing, amen, the greens, the cranberry sauce. Glory to God. Maybe some rolls, maybe, amen, and some sweet potatoes. Glory to God. We wanted to make sure we had a meal like you couldn't get out of the deli. Hallelujah. And also included a dessert. And I don't mean no cookies. Glory to God. I mean, they're going to get a good size cake. Hallelujah. Because we have to take care of each other. Hallelujah. So when people get slack on provisions, this is when God ought to speak to us and say, you know what? You need to bless somebody. You need to make sure everything is done for someone else. You make sure they're all right. Oh, God, I have to give you praise. This is the season, amen, that we sow into other people's lives. We give to the people. We bless someone else. And we give God the glory. And we give God all the praise. Bless the Lord and all that he does. He's such a wonderful and mighty and gracious God. Can't help but just say, God, I praise you. God, I bless your name. God, I give you the honor and the glory for everything that you've done. You've taken us care of us through generations and generations and generations. Hallelujah. When we saw the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Everybody want to, oh, this is bad. This is horrible. This is this. Amen. You better see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He got us through COVID. If we're still alive today, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. He got us through dangers, toils, and snares. Hallelujah. Set us in a wealthy place. Thank you, God. And we give you the honor because you're a great king and a mighty God. Hallelujah. We can't help but bless his name. He know what we need before we know what we need. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We think we know. Hallelujah. We don't even know the half of what we're supposed to know. Glory to God. Stick with God. We was talking on yesterday, I believe, on the line. And we was, amen, talking about the old saints. Amen. How they had, got an insight. Amen. And I was telling them, they've been talking to the Lord all day. They've been hang up clothes. They singing about God. Amen. Doing whatever they had to do, cleaning up the house. They singing about God. They make sure some God music was on. Now people say, well, you need to play some music. And they'll play some carnal music. Amen. The blessings in the praise. The blessings is in glorifying God. I'm going to say that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For years, I don't drive without playing safe music. I might listen to a tape, and if the tape is about somebody that was saved, glory to God. Hallelujah. Save music. Let it put into your spirit. So God, we just give you the praise and the glory that you bring things back to our remembrance. Hallelujah. All the good things. Amen. Bring it back how you took care of our ancestors, God. Bring it back how you take care of our families, our generations, amen, in the past, that you will still take care of our generation in the future. And this we give you praise, God. This we thank you for your holy and wonderful name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Glory to God and all the things, amen, that he has opened up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. Open up the double doors. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Held us in the cleft of his bosom. That's the God I serve. Amen. And Well, you know, Jesus and Buddha and Muhammad, all the same. Now, he said, I won't show my glory. I won't share my glory with no one. Hallelujah. He rolled like that. I rolled by myself. Yes, but he might as well say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. So we just give God praise for commanding our morning to come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. Amen. On today, with the tongue, with it, the tongue, we bless our God and Father. And with it, we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth, proceeding blessings and cursings. My brother, these things are not to be so. Glory to God. We got to watch what we say. That came out of James 3, 9 and 10. Hallelujah. And we give God the praise. We give God the glory. Amen. For the word of God. Amen. He's just reminding us. We got to watch our mouth. Amen. A lot of times we hang around people. They ain't saved. And you be slipping. We know who you've been around. You shouldn't be slipping. You ought to have a season agenda. And we praise God and we bless his name in Jesus. We have our being. Glory to God, I just love the Lord. And because we are called according, amen, to the will of God. What is the will of God to our lives? But I thank God for the provision. I thank God for bringing back things to our remembrance. I'm talking about the good thing. The good things, God, because everything ain't bad. Hallelujah. Everything, amen, is not going to be a disappointment. Everything is not, I'm going to be in this pit. You might feel down for a minute, but we better crawl back up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The enemy wants to sift you like wheat. That's the word. He comes to do that. That's his job. He got to be on his J-O-B. But God came to give us life and give it more abundantly. That's what the word said. I believe the word of God. And we just praise his name because he's worthy. Hallelujah. He's a blessed God. Ah, God, he's a wonder in our soul. And we honor him. Glory to God. And we just thank God. Hallelujah. That he is. Amen. The author and finisher of our faith. He is the great and mighty one. He is our strong tower. He is everything. He's everything to us. Hallelujah. At least on this line, I believe so. Glory to God. Amen. We can testify the testimony. Amen. That I've heard about his goodness. The testimony about how he saved us. A testimony about we don't have to be down. Hallelujah. We don't have to be bound. In Jesus' name. That's why we love him so. He's so real. Glory to God. Amen. I've heard people come. Amen. They sound so despondent, so sad. Hallelujah. But I know that there is a God. Hallelujah. That will pick you up, turn you around, and place your feet on solid ground. That's what the old folks used to say. Hallelujah. Amen. They might not have a scripture for it, but they knew personally. Hallelujah. You have to know personal, have a personal relationship with God to know how to put it, amen, in personal term. So we just praise God and we bless him, amen, because he is an awesome and wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. We just bless the line on to morning, this morning, commanding your morning, amen, that it comes forth. Amen. This is where we set, this time of day where we set everything in order. Hallelujah. Where we set the motions and the things of God into perspective. And we love the Lord and we praise God and we bless his holy name in Jesus' name. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for all that's been on the line. Because I'm taping today. Amen. And I'm going to go get off this tape. Hallelujah. But we just want to thank God. Amen. It's part of my podcast. Amen. I just give God the praise. I give God the glory for all the provisions that are being made. And I thank God, amen, that a lot of times you can Google and you'll see KBN Fresh Oil. And if you don't see KBN Fresh Oil, glory to God, You can go on and we'll say Kingdom Blessings Network. Sometime you Google that and you'll see, amen, the same calling, amen, for the website. So I just give God the praise and glory, trying to put it, this podcast on, amen, so that the word of God can go forth in Jesus' name. Signing off to this podcast, but not off the line. Y'all be blessed on today. God bless you. Bye-bye.